Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As we discussed yesterday, the Warriors-Broncos spectacle in Napa was a lot of fun, despite the result. There was some idiots that went a long way to try and ruin the experience, though, with multiple Fitch invaders towards the end of the game, creating a huge headache for security, players, referees, the NRL, basically everyone else. So why can't we punish these idiots to the point that they never do it again, disincentivise the act of spoiling a professional sports game, or any big occasion for that matter? Because the current legislation doesn't allow it under the Major Events Management Act. That is the problem. Now, Kevin Murphy is with us now, and Kevin is the Napier City Council events manager. Did a wonderful job luring the Warriors to town. But at times the other night, he would have been, I would think, almost distraught. Kevin, good morning to you.
Morning. Morning, Smithy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's been a couple of days since what was going to be a fantastic night. It still was in the end for the majority of people. But it provided a lot of headaches, which is totally unnecessary, Kevin. Right now, a couple of days after it, how are you feeling about it?
Well, I mean, still pretty gutted, to be honest. I mean, I'd actually been right for a walk around the whole ground, and I ended up jumping up into the security box and was just commenting how great the night was and how the atmosphere was great, and then suddenly bloody all chaos happened. So, I mean, I've never been involved in or never watched a game with just so much activity with pitch invasions. It was just ridiculous. And, I mean, the issue is that these people, you know, there's no respect, and there's no really, you know, they haven't got anything to deter them doing it, because they get a slap on the wrist, they get a trespass notice, which, you know, to be honest, when you actually drill down into that, how effective is that? How can we police it? And then, and no fines. The disorderly behaviour area, the police don't really want to go to. And so then we, as you said, we rely back on the Major Events Act for the big games, but it doesn't cover these games. So then do we have to put in place something like Australia has, where there is something around pitch invasions for a piece of legislation in both Victoria and Sydney, from what I can gather. But, yeah, we need something, because it's not just our problem. Wellington have had it. Rotorua have had it. Who knows who's going to be next? I mean, it's just an attitude with some, you know, very small minority, but it's affecting everyone. And it's not just the NRL. We've got, you know, the New Zealand cricket are very sensitive about pitch invasions, Super Rugby. Anyone who's running a competition want to protect the integrity of that competition. And the discussion around security is always a pre-game discussion. And when it turns to chaos like this, well, there's a lot of heat on everyone. And it's bloody disappointing.
I think you're putting it very mildly, to be perfectly honest. So what happened to these idiots? What happened, you know, they get hauled in by a really hard-working security bunch of people. What happens to them after that point?
So eight of them got put in custody, and eight of them got served notices. There was a number that were youth offenders. Some of them actually got taken home by the police. And some were given warnings. But, you know, there just needs to be some teeth. There's no teeth in any of the legislation that's going to stop these guys doing it.
Right. Security levels, they were high enough, you feel?
Yeah. You know, we reviewed, before the game there was a second row of fencing put in, so down the embankment end where we knew we were going to have a big crowd. There were basically three fences to jump before you got on the field for a good portion of the dead ball area. Down the other end there was one row of additional fencing. The security guys had over 30 perimeter staff, so that was beefed up on what they normally do. You know, when you've got the security guys in some areas, especially when you've got two or three or more people coming at you, and, you know, security guys only got, you know, one set of arms, So I think they did what they could, and you know, you can say that we need to throw more security at it. I mean, where does that end though? Do we then need to have 2 metre high fencing and start seeing all these caged venues that you see around the world? I mean, do we really want to have to go down that? Surely we can do something, you know, before we get to that stage.
So, Kevin, you can ban them from coming back to McLean Park. I understand you might have done that. How do you police that though?
Well, that's my issue. I mean, we'll get the names and we might get a photo from the police. I'm yet to have that conversation to confirm that we can get even just an ID, because how do we police it? You know, if those guys roll up to the first Magpies game, are we really going to know that it's them? That's the issue. How do we police it?
I've got no idea.
It ends up just being
I've often wondered about this.
Yeah, exactly. I've been involved in other venues where it's
the
same issue.
Yeah, look, how do Australia do this? Have they got different legislation? I mean, some people say, look, all you've got, you know, when I say all you've got to do, what has to be known is made it very clear on the big screen, the ground announcement, what the punishment is. But as you say, there is no punishment, so you can't.
No, we can't at the moment. And so In Victoria, they have a system, they have an act, and I think they actually call it, it's a major events act, but it drops down into naming the venues that it covers and the level of games that it covers. So it's a lot wider than what our major event legislation is just talking about. World Cups, basically. FIFA, the Rugby and Cricket World Cups. But their legislation in Victoria covers a lot wider area, and they allocate points to various offences, and for the pitch invasion or being on the field, it carries a 60 point, which equivalates to about $11,000 worth of fines maximum, and that increases each year. And at venues, they say, do not go on the pitch, you'll be liable for a penalty to the level of that. So I mean, at least it's something that's got a bit more pointed sort of end result to it.
How much is it? How much of a bill is security when you're putting an event on?
For us on Saturday night, it was about $35,000.
How much do you have to pay to get the ground, to get the Warriors to come with? How do you go about securing the match?
Well, we pick up a good portion of cost, so we take a risk in the whole game. So we need to turn over, you know, we need to have a crowd like we had on Saturday night to pay the bills, basically. So wow. there's always a level of risk on the city, but it was a managed risk because we knew that we'd never hosted them. We knew that everyone was passionate about having the game here. Absolutely blown away by the range of people that are totally engaged with NRL competition and the Warriors, and that was probably at a higher level than what even I probably predicted. But I mean, we've been working for a long time. I mean, I started the conversation, and after we had the Storm Dragons game here in 2015, everyone said that was a great game, but if we do another NRL, get the Warriors. And so the conversation with the Warriors started at the end of 2015, and then we obviously had the pandemic, and then we were able to re-engage. Over that period, I've been talking to the Warriors directly, but also a couple of Australian clubs to bring their Warriors game to Napier. And we got very close a couple of times, but it wasn't until at the end of last year that we were able to do the deal with the Warriors directly, which was great.
Have you had contact with the Warriors organisation since?
Yep, Cameron's. I spoke to Cameron after the game, you know, well after the game, and had a brief conversation. At the end of the day, they take a lot of direction from the NRL, so they're concerned that the NRL are throwing around. I mean, Gallen talking about, you know, not bringing the match back to Napier. Well, I mean, Wellington have got exactly the same problem because they had as many in the end as what we had. So it's a New Zealand-wide issue that needs to be addressed. But we're still... I'd like to still think that we're in the mix to be able to host them in the future, and we'll continue that conversation once the dust settles. But I think we need to, as a country, we need to have some way to be able to address this situation. And I know a lot of other stadiums, the Wellington Sky Stadium, Shane Harmon's very much wanting to see a change in the legislation, so we can actually try and have a end, you know, fine or something that is going to put some reason for these people not to continue to upset everyone else's enjoyment. I mean, it's just such a small minority of people that is absolutely killing the thing for everyone.
See, these days, when you buy tickets, do you still get printed tickets? I mean, can you put it on the ticket of the likelihood of what will happen?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, and I mean, whether people read all of that, but you'd certainly, if you had it, you would put it on there, and you know, a decent amount of signage around the perimeters would certainly go a good way towards that. So I think we can, if we have the legislation and the backup and some teeth to it, well, we can manage the marketing and the messaging.
Right, so what's the next step in terms of that regard? You'll have a lot of colleagues around the country who put on big events. I mean, at some stage you just have a conference.
There's a nationwide
call and
discussion.
Let's do something about this and get your local MPs onto it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, definitely. I've got Shane Harmon from Wellington is calling me today, and we're talking exactly about that, about what the next step is. How do we get this put in front of Parliament, police, whoever we need to. Red Badge are also talking to police about similar things. So there is a coordinated sort of approach, and it just needs to have, it can't be dragged on. We need some movement fairly quickly, otherwise we're going to be put in a really bad space to be able to host things, and it's not what anyone wants. You know, these events are too good and too big for regions to not host, and so we're going to need to make some movement, get some results.
See, if I was profiling these people, Kevin, I would be saying they're not league fans. They're not league fans at all. I'd give them some other adjectives as well, but they certainly have no respect for the game or the players involved in the game. So when you see one go, and the first person who does it, I think, should get the ultimate fine, because the rest are just like sheep following. What kind of people? I mean, was there intoxication involved? Did you talk to them personally?
I haven't. But we'll be getting their names, and wouldn't it be great to just name and shame them if we were able to get some images and photos and put them out at the gate at McLean Park?
I don't know what the legislation is. I'll look into it. But if you provide me with the names, I'm happy to name them. I'll tell you that. I'm happy to name them. So if I'm permitted to do that without the company being sued inside out, I don't see a problem with saying these are the people that ruined your night, folks, and ruined the chance of the Warriors coming back here for quite some time. And I don't think there'd be too many people that would argue against that, Kevin.
No, so that's the conversation I'm having with the police, so I'll find out what we can do.
Well, up until that point, you had organised a fantastic occasion, and at the end of the day, the majority, although the Warriors were denied at the end by a decision which was contentious, but they didn't moan about. I think it was a brilliant occasion. I'd go back this Saturday if you put one on again, and I hope that you get that opportunity. So, Kevin, thank you very much for coming on. Understand your frustrations, and let's hope something is done about it on the evidence of what we had to witness. Cheers, man. All the best.
Thanks, Mother.